أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Among all these resistance that we have to indulge in, that we have to understand that they are part of what we understand being a Muslim, being a man and a woman of faith and with principles, is to resist the oppressor, is to resist the unjust power. And this is essential in Islam. We know, as it is said in the Quran, that the good governance, the right governance, is based on shura. Amruhum shura baynahum. Muslims are those who, when it comes to take decision, political decision, they discuss it. They have this kind of consultation, which is essential in our understanding of Islam. Knowing this, anything which has to do with oppression or unjust power should be resisted. And this is the very essence of what we have even in the Quran, when Allah is sending Musa alayhi salam to Harun, to Fir'aun, and asking him to tell him a word of truth. And he sent Musa alayhi salam and Harun saying, اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to Fir'aun because he transgressed and he is an unjust a leader. You have to resist. And it is said to them, وَقُلَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Tell him soft words. Maybe he might come to remember the essence, or being scared that there is something, there is power beyond his power. But you have to go. And we have in the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the very essence of this, أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ أَمَامُ سُلْطَانٍ جَاهِرٍ. The best jihad is a word of truth before, in front of a transgressor. This is what we need to understand. It's part of our understanding that if we are promoting good governance and justice, what we have to do on the other side is to resist with our words, so to speak the truth, with our action to resist, of course, peacefully. When we have a rule of law, we have to be involved, when sometimes we have to resist by and through our actions to be able to say, no, it's not possible for Muslims, it's not possible for human beings to accept anything which has to do with unjust power, dictatorships, and despots that are mistreating the people. On the other side, we have some of our brothers and sisters from the literalist Salafi trend saying, no, when somebody is in power, we have to respect, because it's better to respect unjust power than to spread around fitna. And saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, you have to obey God and obey the Prophet, peace be upon him, the messenger, and those who have power. And to the point that they are saying, it's better to respect an unjust leader than to spread fitna. That couldn't be the answer. We are talking here in the verse about somebody who has the authority coming through a shura and coming through the right way as Muslims in a democratic process, in a process which is respecting the principles of a shura. This is the answer that we have. But respecting unjust leader, oppressors, everything in the Quran, everything in our tradition is saying, no, you have to resist injustice, you have to resist unjust leader, and this is where you as Muslims are playing the role that is expected from any believer. Resist injustice and promote justice. Remember, don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.